Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story, again, is dedicated to Levi Yitzchak ben Chaim Tzvi. I think I mistakenly, in the last story, said it was Levi Yitzchak ben Herschel or Herschlev. That is actually what his father, the Badal Chaim, was called, was Herschel. But that's because Herschel is the Yiddish for the word Tzvi, which is a deer. And his real name is Chaim Tzvi. So it's Levi Yitzchak. And of course, Rabbi Chaim Tzvi Volosov should have good years, long years, Libadal Chaim. His son, Al Bisham, is Levi Yitzchak ben Chaim Tzvi. And may his neshama have a great aliyah, and may this story and all the other stories and shiurim, Torah lessons which we teach in his memory, help him to have a great aliyah, a great elevation of his soul, and may have a lot of nachas from it, and may Mashiach come immediately, and the Techilas HaMeisim happen immediately, the re-enlivenment of the dead, and he will certainly be among them, and we will dance together to the final Geula and the final levels of Geula with Mashiach Tzidkenu in Yerushalayim. The story today goes like this. There was a shliach, there is a shliach actually, a longer yaron, he should have long life, his family. And they live in a town in Brazil, a city in Brazil, Belo Horizonte. I'm not sure if I'm saying it exactly correctly, the Spanish-Portuguese accent, but it's a kind of a way out there city in Brazil. And the shliach, whose name I don't remember, Mendy Menachem, has been there, I believe, about 40 years. And it's kind of a city where there was virtually no Judaism, although there was lots of Jews there when they first came 40 years ago. And they, Baruch Hashem, have built a thriving Jewish community. They built recently a 5-story Jewish center. Can you imagine 5 stories? It must be quite a building. And they've had, Baruch Hashem, wonderful success. They emphasize very, very much the whole idea of Mashiach, bring Mashiach, and the identity of Mashiach, and all mitzvahs are connected with bringing Mashiach, and so forth and so on. In any case, here's the story. One time, Rabbi Menachem got a call about a Jewish woman who lived hours away, and that he should please put a mezuzah on her door. So he got a call from somebody who actually came to a shul occasionally, but was very quiet and seemed kind of depressed. This was his daughter. And although this man was a regular in the shul, but as I say, he was not so outgoing and so forth. This was his daughter, and she was very sick. She has an illness, very serious illness. And so the father was asking, can you please go and put up mezuzah for her? So he said, of course, we're on the way. And Rabbi Menachem spoke to his wife and said, would you like to come? And she said, no, I don't think that's a good idea. You're talking about driving for hours, and you don't know if she's going to let you in the house. You don't know if she's going to want the mezuzah. Just because the father said to put one up doesn't mean she's going to accept it. And no, I don't think it's a good idea. So Rabbi Menachem didn't go. And the next morning, his wife said to him, let's go. We're going to put a mezuzah for this woman who lives hours away, even without knowing if she's going to let us. What happened? Said Rabbi Menachem, why did you change your mind? She said, because I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw that the Rebbe was in our car, and he was going to put up a mezuzah for this woman. And he said to me, why aren't you coming? Well, of course, a dream like that, obviously, if that means we should go put up mezuzah. And so they did. And the lady, the young lady, welcomed them, as a matter of fact, even though she had no warning that they were coming. She welcomed them in, and she said, yes, of course, you're most welcome to put up mezuzah. And they kept in touch with her. And sure enough, 30 years later, Rabbi Menachem says, 30 years later, this very, very dangerous illness which she had, still, it was being held in check, and she was able to live a normal life. She still had to be careful, But Baruch Hashem, beyond the apparent prognosis of the doctors, she was able to hold the illness at bay, to control it, and she lived a normal life, Baruch Hashem, for many, many, many years, perhaps still so, and maybe getting better and better. But we see from here a few things. We see, first of all, power of the mitzvah mezuzah. Of course, it's not the mezuzah's power, it's Hashem's power. But that Hashem's power is able to be channeled through the mitzvah mezuzah. And we see also the amazing role of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe actually appeared to this shlucha in her dream with a very clear message. And that is the power of a tzaddik, especially a Rebbe, especially the Rebbe. That is that the Rebbe actually can and does communicate with Jewish people, maybe non-Jewish people actually also, I don't know. But the Rebbe is Rosh B'nei Yisrael. That's what the word Rebbe stands for, or it can stand for that. Resh Beis Yud, Rosh B'nei Yisrael. And just like the head of a person's body knows what's going on with the body, right? In my head, I can feel the fingers and the toes, the elbows, the nose, and all other parts of the body. We can feel. We know what's happening in those parts of the body. We're concerned for those parts of the body. So too, the head of the Jewish people also knows and is concerned for all the parts of the body. That is all the other Jewish people. That is, in fact, the role of the leader of the generation. The role of the Nasi, the leader of the generation, the leader of the Jewish people. The leader of the Jewish people, not just a person who knows a lot of Torah. The leader, the true leader of the Jewish people, just like Moshe, his job and his ability is to be aware of every single Jewish person. And so all Jewish people are really part of one body, and therefore, every time we do a mitzvah, it has a positive effect on every other Jew in the entire world. Not to mention all the neshamas, all the souls of all other Jews who have lived in previous generations. So when we learn Torah together, especially when we are learning for the merit of a particular person, in this case, Levi Yitzchak ben Chaim Tzvi, it is something which is good for us, of course, good for all Jewish people, and especially good for the neshama of Levi Yitzchak ben Chaim Tzvi. May our learning together and each one individually, as well as all of our mitzvahs, as well as all of our acts of goodness and kindness, quickly bring Mashiach, may happen immediately today, and especially that all the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael should be safe, should be healed, should be brought back to be among the living, and may it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More, and especially that everyone who's listening to this should participate. Everybody's participation in Torah mitzvahs is crucial. Everybody has to do their part. So please be sure to do your part and more than your part. And may we all quickly merit to see Mashiach and the redemption. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.